Ruth 2, 1 and 2. And Naomi had a kinsman of her husband's, a mighty man of wealth, of the family of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz. And Ruth the Moabitess said unto Naomi, Let me now go to the field and glean ears of corn after him, in whose sight I shall find grace. And she said unto her, Go, my daughter. We are introduced to Boaz and Ruth in this passage. They are the key people in the remainder of this book. And we learn some important information about Boaz, that he is their kinsman of the family of Elimelech. Ruth chooses the right place to glean ears of corn. Remember the difficulty Naomi and Ruth are facing. Naomi, having lost her husband and sons, now separated from one of her daughters-in-law, both women without husbands. Now they are returned to Naomi's homeland, Ruth being an outsider, a Moabitess. Prospects were limited. They would need grace from God and from family, particularly this kinsman, Boaz. Ruth 2, 1 and 2. And Naomi had a kinsman of her husband's, a mighty man of wealth, of the family of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz. And Ruth the Moabitess said unto Naomi, Let me now go to the field and glean ears of corn after him, in whose sight I shall find grace. And she said unto her, Go, my daughter.